The organizers of the annual South by Southwest Festival made a controversial decision today. They canceled two panel discussions about video game culture after receiving threats targeting the March festival. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
The world of online gaming often invents alternative universes for gamers to play in, and you couldn't get more starkly differing realities than the ones that triggered this virtual fracas. There were two panel discussions planned, one about addressing the harassment many women say they face in gaming culture, the other about Gamergate, a movement that argues that gamers are under siege from feminists and their sympathizers in the media. Randy Harper is a former computer engineer and the founder of the Online Abuse Prevention Initiative.
We receive threats, and we have been for a very, very long time, because the idea of harassment, there are a lot of people who are angry that women are invading their online spaces and, you know, demanding that the threats stop.
Harper says gamers want to deflect public discussion of those topics or make them impossible.
It was unfortunate to see South by Southwest give in to those demands. I think we've seen other conferences handle it much better.
Top executives at BuzzFeed said they would pull their journalists out of the myriad South by Southwest events in which they were scheduled to take part unless the festival reversed its decision. 2 months ago, the Society of Professional Journalists staged a related event in Miami.
Gamers don't trust the gaming media, period.
The discussion went from lively to contentious.
We're not talking about the gaming media, though. We're going to talk about mainstream media.
They don't trust you either.
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna,
well, I was going to say that actually...
With every reason, with every justification not to trust the mainstream media, because they have been burned over and over again.
That last remark from Milo Yiannopoulos of the conservative site Breitbart News. A few minutes later, the event was evacuated due to a bomb threat. Despite much belief that these threats come from hardcore gaming defenders, some GamerGators say they're crafty efforts by critics to make the industry look bad. Yet another argument in which each side talks past the other. Again, alternate realities. David Folkenflik, NPR News.